Giving both economic and equity reasons, Governor Andrew Cuomo came out strongly in favor of marijuana legalization for adult recreation in the state Wednesday afternoon. Cuomo acknowledges drug laws have disproportionately affected underserved communities.
I think too many people have been imprisoned and incarcerated and punished. Too many of those people are Black, Latino, and poor. It's exaggerated the injustice of the justice system.
The state budget office estimates revenue from marijuana businesses could reach $300 million. This begs the question, how can legalized marijuana be a boon to Western New York? Registered nurse and political activist Katrina Martin-Bordeaux says it starts with equitable business practices within the marijuana industry.
We also ensure that it is fair for those that have suffered the brunt and been incarcerated by doing something similar to what California did, where 40% of those that have a cannabis dispensary, as far as licensing, 40% had to go to former convicted felons.
With California's population being twice that of New York's, Martin-Bordeaux says 20% of licenses in New York should go to those previously incarcerated for drug crimes. Legalization at the federal level, she says, will open more opportunities for employment.
That would open up avenues for communities of color to actually get into more into the construction trades and other industries right now that basically utilize the drug testing, specifically THC, to keep people out of particular industries.
Because of the Democratic majority in both houses of the state legislature, Martin-Bordeaux is confident any legalization bill will pass in the next legislative session. Thomas O'Neill White, WBFO News.